So we want to give you a sort of advanced peek into what's over here in vibrational escrow. We got to tell you, this economy is not slow. The economy that has been created as a result of what you are all living is a thriving, bustling economy full of endless ideas that will not only please you and profit you and satisfy you, but will inspire you to yet more. There is not an ending to what comes. But when you get stuck for a moment on a worrisome thought that in this red-hot minute, as I look between what I've got in my bank account and what needs to be spent, or as I listen to the television talking about the downturn in the economy or whatever it is, as you give your attention to those things that you do not want, without meaning to and usually without even knowing it, you're holding yourself personally, because the only thing that you can affect is your own personal experience, and the only one you can affect is your own personal beingness. As you give your attention to what is instead of to what has become vibrationally, often you hold yourself unnecessarily apart from your own expansion. And do you know that there isn't one negative emotion that you feel? No matter what excuse you think you have for it, he treated me wrong, she treated me wrong, somebody did something wrong to me, they stole from me, they misrepresented me, they did something bad to somebody that I care about, they're not respecting me, they don't honor me. It doesn't matter what it is that you think is the reason that you are holding yourself in that place of negative emotion. The thing that we want you to leave this environment understanding more clearly than you've ever understood it before is that you are doing all of the depriving to yourself. No one has the power to deprive you of anything. Any deprivation, whether it is deprivation of resources, whether it is deprivation of joy, whether it is deprivation of a feeling of well-being, whether it is deprivation of physical well-being, any deprivation, any particle of lack that you are living is not because something outside of you is pinching you off from it. It's not because you've been deemed unworthy by some outside arbitrator who has the power to withhold or to bestow blessings and virtues and values. You are the creator of your own reality. You are doing all of it to you, and you are doing it by virtue of the thoughts you think, which are always accompanied by an emotional response to the thoughts you think. So as we are moving forward in the days that are before us, it is our desire that you become cognitive, that you are consciously aware that the thoughts that you think are in your control, and that law of attraction will help you find better and better and better and better and better thoughts, just like law of attraction will help you find worse and worse and worse and worse and worse thoughts. In other words, wherever you're starting, that's what's active, and that's what law of attraction is bringing more of to you. But when you are consciously aware that law of attraction is afoot, and the law of attraction is responding to the vibration of your being, and here's the most important part, when you understand that law of attraction is responding to all aspects of your being, the source energy aspect of your being, and the physical, in your physical body aspect of your being, then you may become aware that the emotions that you feel are about law of attraction's response to the two vibrational differences in you. So, we know you've heard it, many of you, from us before, but we want to give you, as a basis, just a little understanding here of those two vibrational points of attraction that equal you. You are source energy in a physical body. Do you know that? You're not dead or alive. You're not non-physical and then physical and then non-physical. You are an eternally non-physical being who is at this time expressing that non-physical energy into a physical body. But the non-physical aspect of you is the dominant aspect of you. The non-physical aspect of you is the eternal point of attraction. It's the eternal point of becoming that is you. Now, later on, when you're more prepared for it, we'll talk more about what that you is really like. We want to warm you up. This is the leading edge of thought here, and we don't want to give you more than you're vibrationally ready for. So we just want to let you know that it is our expectation that in this gathering, if you will allow it, you will come to the full recognition that you are source energy in a physical body. And it is our desire that you are returned to your default setting, that place that you were before you were born, of understanding your value and your worthiness completely. But we'll move there little by little, because we don't want to leave any heel marks on the pavement as we drag you back into alignment with who you are. But this is a really good environment where the possibility or probability of you coming into that awareness is greater than almost any other condition, because as we have the opportunity over so many days to tell you from your broader perspective who you really are and what you are about and why you have come forth, as you listen with an attitude of wanting to remember, it is our expectation that you will begin to reverberate more in the vibrational frequency of who you really are. Do you know that when you find a reason to worry about something, you vibrate yourself out of the frequency of who you really are? Now, you don't vibrate all of yourself out of the frequency, because the source energy part of you never leaves the frequency of knowing who you are. The source energy part of you, the inner being part of you, the soul part of you, some call it the God part of you, that non-physical energy part of you that remains eternally non-physical, that part of you never ceases to know your own value. Never ceases for a moment. So when you find reason to find fault with yourself, the reason it feels so bad is because you've vibrated right out of range, so to speak, of who you really are. And that negative emotion that you call guilt or uneasiness or dissatisfaction or disrespect for yourself, that's your indication that you have departed vibrationally from who you really are. Now, we want to be soft about those words, because when we talk about separation or disconnection or vibrating out of range, those words are all too strong, because you can never really vibrate out of range. You can never have an experience that takes you so far from who you are that there is no return, because in what you call your death experience, which we lovingly call your croaking experience, you will return to who you are. In other words, this source energy part of you remains dominantly focused in a vibration of well-being, and you will never depart from that. But while you are here in your physical body, here's what you said. You said, I'm willing to go forth into a leading-edge environment and explore the contrast for the purpose of personally coming to clear ideas of what would be better for my world now. And the source energy part of you said, and we will remain eternally focused in this vibration of well-being, and we will offer the signal of it so that it will never be out of reach for you, but it will be your job to tune yourself to it. We will remain constantly pure, positive energy. In other words, the source within you said, we will love no matter what you choose to do. We will find value no matter what you choose to do. The source energy part of you said, when your life, as you sift through the contrast, causes you to really find something abhorrent, in that moment, and the more abhorrent it is, the more you are asking for something the opposite of that, when your life causes you to ask, we will turn our undivided attention to what you are asking for, and we will hold steady to that vibration, beaming a signal, so to speak, so strong that you will always be aware from the moment of giving birth to it of your vibrational relationship to that new, amended, expanded desire or expanded, amended version of you. Did you hear what we just said? In other words, when life causes you to become more, the source within you becomes it, includes it, and holds it for you, offering steady the signal. Now, what that means to you is you can always tell your relationship to that signal, because when you line up with it, you'll feel fabulous. And when you don't, you'll feel awful. In other words, the more in alignment you are with your expanded being, the better you feel, the more out of alignment, the worse you feel. And so you knew, the source within you said, we will stand in this place of always being the expanded version of you. And as you just live life and pay attention to the way you feel, you will know whether you're keeping up with that expanded version. We like to say that in this way. You will know if you are keeping up with you.